You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 60. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus. You're going to hear something about guilt offerings, which basically helps atone for sin that you didn't even know you committed. You'll also learn about sins of dishonesty, burnt offerings, and for those people who don't want to kill animals or can't afford to, there is a vegan alternative. They're called grain offerings. You'll hear more about them in Leviticus chapter 6. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. And in chapter 10, Jesus comes to talk about his coming death, but also his resurrection. And James and John ask Jesus for a favor. Perhaps they want to be the first to the finish line. In the afterlife, they want to sit on the left and right side of Jesus. You'll have to stay with us to hear the response Jesus gives them. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 14 to 19. Guilt offerings for other sins. The Lord gave this command to Moses for the people.
You might sin against me without meaning to, by failing to give the offerings that belong to me, or by using them in a wrong way. If you do that, you must bring a ram that has nothing wrong with it as a guilt offering for your penalty. Or you may offer the value of the ram in silver. Use the same weight of the silver that the priests used. You must replace or pay for what belonged to me and add 1/5 of that amount as a fine. Give it to the priest. It will use the ram to make you pure, and God will forgive you.
The following are further instructions from the Lord. You might sin by doing any of the things the Lord said must not be done. And you might not know for sure what you did, but you feel guilty. You can still pay for your sin. You must bring a ram that has nothing wrong with it, or the same amount in silver, to the priest. The priest will offer the ram to make you pure, and God will forgive you for the sin you did without knowing what it was. This is a guilt offering. You must make payment to the Lord for any wrong you have done. Leviticus 6. The Lord told Moses these rules for the people. You are guilty of sin against the Lord when you do any of these things. When you lie about what happened to something you were taking care of for someone else. When you lie about a deposit you received. When you steal something. When you cheat someone. When you find something that was lost and lie about having it. When you fail to keep a promise, or when you do any other bad things like these. If you do any of these things, you are guilty of doing wrong. You must give back whatever you stole or whatever you took by cheating. You must return whatever you took that another person asked you to hold, or whatever you found and lied about having, or whatever you made a false promise about. You must pay the full price and then add 1/5 of that amount as a fine and give it all to the true owner. You must also bring a ram to the Lord that has nothing wrong with it, or the same amount in silver, to the priest. Then the priest will go to the Lord to make you pure, and God will forgive you for whichever of these things you did that made you guilty. The Lord said to Moses,
give this command to Aaron and his sons. This is the law of the burnt offering.
The following are further instructions from the Lord. The burnt offering must stay on the hearth of the altar all night until morning. The altar's fire must be kept burning. The priest must change clothes and put on the special linen underwear and linen robe. Then he must gather up the ashes from the fire and burnt offerings and set them down by the altar. Then he must take off the special clothes and put on the other clothes and carry the ashes outside the camp to a special place that is pure. The fire that was started on the altar must never be allowed to stop burning. Every morning, the priests must put wood on the altar. They must arrange the burnt offerings on the wood, and they must burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. That fire must always be kept burning on the altar. It must never be allowed to stop burning. Grain offerings. This is the law for the grain offering. The sons of Aaron will bring it to the front of the altar as an offering to the Lord. There must be some oil and frankincense on the grain offering. The priest will take a handful of fine flour from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as a sweet-smelling memorial offering to the Lord. Aaron and his sons will use the rest of that grain to make bread without yeast. This must be eaten in a holy place, in the courtyard around the meeting tent. I have given this part of the grain offering as the priest's share of the gifts offered to me. Like the sin offering and the guilt offering, it is most holy. It must not be baked with yeast. Any male descendant of Aaron may eat from these gifts to the Lord. This is their share forever, throughout your generations. Whatever touches these offerings will be made holy. The priest's grain offering. The Lord said to Moses,
"This is the offering that Aaron and his sons must bring to the Lord when Aaron is anointed to be the high priest."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. They must bring 8 cups of fine flour for a grain offering. This will be offered at the times of the daily offering, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. The fine flour must be mixed with oil and baked on a pan. After it is cooked, you must bring it in, break it into pieces, and offer it as a sweet-smelling gift to the Lord. In the future, when Aaron's descendants take their place as the anointed priests, they will continue to make this grain offering to the Lord. This rule will continue forever. The grain offering must be completely burned for the Lord. Every grain offering that a priest gives must be completely burned. It must not be eaten. The Law of the Sin Offering. The Lord said to Moses,
"Tell Aaron and his sons, this is the law of the sin offering. The sin offering must be killed in the place where the burnt offering is killed before the Lord. It is most holy."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. The priest who offers the sin offering must eat it, but he must eat it in a holy place, in the courtyard around the meeting tent. Touching the meat of the sin offering makes a person or a thing holy. If any of the sprinkled blood falls on a person's clothes, he must wash the clothes in a holy place. If the sin offering was boiled in a clay pot, the pot must be broken. If the sin offering was boiled in a bronze pot, the pot must be washed and rinsed in water. Any male in a priest's family may eat the sin offering. It is very holy. But if the blood of the sin offering was taken into the meeting tent and used in the holy place to make people pure, that sin offering must not be eaten. It must be completely burned in the fire. Leviticus 7, 1 through 10. Guilt offerings. These are the rules for the guilt offering, which is very holy. A priest must kill the guilt offering in the same place where they kill the burnt offerings. Then he must sprinkle the blood from the guilt offering around the altar. The priest must offer all the fat from the guilt offering, must offer the fat tail and the fat that covers the inner parts. He must offer the 2 kidneys and the fat covering them at the lower back muscle. He must also offer the fat part of the liver. He must remove it with the kidneys. He must bring these things to the altar as a gift to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Any male in a priest's family may eat the guilt offering. It is very holy, so it must be eaten in a holy place. The guilt offering is like the sin offering. The same rules are for both offerings. The priest who does the sacrificing will get the meat for food. He will also get the skin from the burnt offering. Every grain offering belongs to the priest who offers it. The priest will get the grain offerings that were baked in an oven or cooked on a frying pan or in a baking dish. The grain offerings will belong to Aaron's sons. It doesn't make any difference if the grain offerings are dry or mixed with oil. The sons of Aaron will all share this food.
Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 52. Jesus talks again about his death. Jesus and those with him were on their way to Jerusalem. He was at the front of the group. His followers were wondering what was happening, and the people who followed behind them were feeling afraid. Jesus gathered the 12 apostles again and talked with them alone. He told them what would happen in Jerusalem. He said, "We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law. They will say that he must die, and will hand him over to the foreigners, who will laugh at him and spit on him. They will beat him with whips and kill him. But 3 days later, he will rise to life again. Then James and John, sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said,
Teacher, we want to ask you to do something for us.
Jesus asked, What do you want me to do for you? The sons answered,
Let us share the great honor you will have as king. Let one of us sit at your right side and the other at your left.
Jesus said, You don't understand what you are asking. Can you drink from the cup that I must drink from? Can you be baptized with the same baptism that I must go through? The sons answered,
Yes, we can.
Jesus said to the sons, It is true that you will drink from the cup that I drink from, and you will be baptized with the same baptism that I must go through. But it is not for me to say who will sit at my right or my left. God has prepared those places for the ones he chooses. When the other 10 followers heard this, they were angry with James and John. Jesus called all the followers together. He said, The non-Jewish people have men they call rulers. You know that those rulers love to show their power over the people. And their important leaders love to use all their authority over the people. But it should not be that way with you. Whoever wants to be your leader must be willing to serve the rest of you. Whoever wants to be first must serve the others like a slave. When the Son of Man came to earth, he did not come for people to serve him. He came to serve others and to give his life to save many people. When they came to the town of Jericho, when Jesus left there with his followers, a large crowd was with them. A blind man named Bartimaeus, meaning son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. He was always begging for money. When he heard that Jesus from Nazareth was walking by, he began shouting,
Jesus, son of David, please help me.
Many people criticized the blind man and told him to be quiet. But he shouted more and more,
Son of David, please help me.
Jesus stopped and said, Tell him to come here. So they called the blind man and said,
You can be happy now. Stand up. Jesus is calling you.
The blind man stood up quickly. He left his coat there and went to Jesus. Jesus asked the man, What do you want me to do for you? He answered,
Teacher, I want to see again.
Jesus said, Go. You are healed because you believe. Immediately, the man was able to see again. He followed Jesus down the road. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. Don't be a troublemaker.
Some people are just troublemakers. They're always thinking up some crooked plan and telling lies. They use secret signals to cheat people. They wink their eyes, shuffle their feet, and point a finger. They're always planning something evil. They continually cause trouble. But one day, disaster will strike them. They will hurt so badly that no one can help them. The Lord hates these 7 things: eyes that show pride, tongues that tell lies, hands that kill innocent people, hearts that plan evil things to do, feet that run to do evil, witnesses in court who tell lies, and anyone who causes family members to fight.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 60. Join us for day 61. You'll learn more about fellowship offerings, rules for the offerings presented to God, and then Moses will begin to appoint the priests. And in the book of Mark, Jesus enters Jerusalem, curses a fig tree, and then goes to the temple, which many understand is like entering a den of lions. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.